While working in North Korea in the 1990s, Kenneth Quinones had many opportunities to observe and learn about Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-il, who remains an enigma in the West. Who is Kim Jong-il anyway?
What I see is a very intelligent, rational, calculating individual who is, of course, motivated by his own self-desires, mixed with a very keen sense of nationalism. I also sense a person who's very, very insecure because he does not bring to his position any of the accomplishments that his father was able to use to legitimize his rule.
Kim Jong-il's father, Kim Il-sung, participated in a half century of anti-imperialist fighting against the Japanese and then against the Americans following World War II and the Korean War. Quinones says, like many North Koreans, Kim Jong-il still harbors a very deep mistrust of Americans.
It is deeply rooted in history of U.S.-Korea relations since 1905. And every Korean, North and South, gives you this litany that begins with the secret Taft-Katsura Accord between the United States and Japan, in which the two countries agreed, okay, Japan, you take over Korea and the United States will not interfere with you, and Japan will allow the United States to have free reign in the Philippines.
Former U.S. diplomat Quinones says there were many other steps that caused mistrust of the United States, such as Washington not objecting to Japan's takeover of Korea in 1910, and then the division of Korea following World War II.
They do not trust any superpower. It doesn't matter whether it's the United States, the Soviet Union, China, or what have you, Japan. I have never found any way to erase that, even today. It doesn't matter, North or South Korea.
Regarding human rights, North Korea executed 15 people last month, 13 women and 2 men, on a bridge between North Korea and China at the North Korean town of Onsung. Official reports said they were trying to flee or help others to escape across the border into China. Quinones says this may be only part of the complex story.
Most North Koreans going into China merely bribe their way. Promise the guards, okay, when we come back, we'll give you 10 kilograms of rice or so forth. It's when the returnees don't pay off the guards that people get in trouble. There's no doubt there are Korean, North Koreans, who engage in a variety of illegal activities. Those guys, if arrested, usually will be executed. So I think these are not just refugees. There are a variety of reasons for this. Another reason you get executed is if you're involved in propagation of Christianity. That's a serious problem.
And, of course, this further strains U.S.-North Korean relations. The U.S. is still technically at war with North Korea. However, efforts to continue to engage North Korea and reach amicable accords through such mechanisms as the six-party talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program continue. They involve China, Japan, North and South Korea, Russia, and the United States. But as Kenneth Quinones points out, friendly relations are still quite some time in the future. For HPR News, I'm Al Hulson.